Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
How many times do I go against your will? Then you forgive me, boy, yet I still turn around and do the things, the things I shouldn't do, 'cause I belong to you, and I know you will come through. Lord, I know I take advantage of grace here in this Christian race, but yet I still hear you calling my name. You're calling my name to come into your arms, to be safe from fear and harm. Oh, Lord, I sinned, but you're still calling my name. How many times will it take for me to learn that it's only in your will that I'll ever run, I'll ever run my life's race? eternally. Riches and glory. Lord, I know I don't belong with you, 'cause I've done wrong, but still I hear you calling my name. You're calling my name to come into your arms, to be safe from fear and harm. Oh Lord, I sense, but you're still calling my name. You're calling my name to come into your arms, to be safe from fear and harm. Oh Lord, I've sinned, but you're still calling my name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God is still calling your name, amen. You are now tuned into the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. I am your host, Minister Brown, also known as Minister Faith Walker to many, Lazarus to other, amen. But to God be the glory for it all. For God is raising up such a people in this day, in this hour, in this season, who can make a sound, who can make a shabak, who can make a cry, who comes from a pure pure place, amen, who have been through struggle. God is raising up people who got a who been through many things, amen, who he can put his spirit in, amen. So we thank God on tonight. We have another fivefold minister in our midst, amen. I met this brother by the anointing, amen. I met him by the anointing, amen. Know him by the spirit, amen. Preaches sound doctrine, amen. Uncompromisable word of truth, amen. So the number for tonight is 347-945-5416. Amen. You can definitely call in. Amen. Those of you who are listening in online via around the world internet, whether you in airports, smartphones, iPads, amen, Galaxy phones, internet, Wi-Fi, however it shall be, 4Gs, we just glad you can able to just spend your Monday night in fellowship with us. And we don't count it a lightly thing. The Mantle of God is one of the most fastest rising programs on blogtalkradio.com. In under 6 months, I've had people say they never heard anything like it before in their life. We give God the glory because we don't mix it. We don't compromise it. Amen. We just all God, all God. So we give honor to God on here tonight. God, who is the CEO of Enterprisement Media Group, and I thank God that I'm just a visionary, and also we give honor to On the Spot Nathan, who the CEO of that company is Pastor Nathan Hill. We definitely salute him, amen, and all the work that he does behind the scenes. Glory be to God. Also, if you're in the area, on the internet, amen, if you're on the internet or on your cell phones, be sure that you check out GQ Palace, amen, 7 p.m. Spiritual Sunday with EMG's very own Minister Weathersby, also the executive producer over there, Lavina Polite, and also as she has fit, Pastor Sherry, because she'd be busy in ministry as well. When she has time to stop in, she definitely stops in, amen, where they can share testimony. You can call and share your testimonies, praise reports. Minister Weathersby will be over there. Lavina Polite will be over there. The saints will be over there. So definitely you find time after church, 7 o'clock p.m. You make sure you go over there to GQ Palace, 646-238-38. That is 646-238-38. Amen. And right after, you'll see Crossroad Temple, 9 o'clock with George Truly, Minister Faith Walker. Amen. We play the very best in gospel music, praise, holy rap, amen, holy lyricism. We bridge the gap, amen. We bring everybody together at the cross where we first believe in Jesus' name. And before we introduce our speaker for tonight, amen, also give a special shout-out to Prophet Dewan Holmes Rollison, my spiritual mother, also spiritual grandmother, Prophet LaTanya Smith, and my overseer at New Covenant Fellowship, Apostle Kenneth White. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, without further ado, amen, because I ain't here to talk to you all night, but we had to get all that out the way, amen. We're going to go right into the empowerment, amen, because I feel there's a word in the atmosphere, amen. Now, all my listeners, you know that just anybody don't preach up here on the mantle of God, amen. And when we do things led by the Spirit, and we definitely was led by the Spirit to let this man of God, by the anointing God saw fit for him to release a word to the masses on tonight. He's been in preparation by the Spirit of God. So I want y'all to receive this man of God all the way from North Carolina. My God, we thank God for this fivefold minister of the gospel. I give you none other than Minister Dominique.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Amen, amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. It's an honor and a privilege to be on tonight with you guys. I am truly blessed, and I feel God moving already. My God, I just want to thank God for this opportunity. I want to thank God for Minister Brown for just being so diligent and staying with what God has called him to do. I know he may face some challenges and some discouragements, but he's always pressing his way. He's always staying encouraging. He's always encouraging to me. So I want to give shout out to him tonight. And we just thank God for all his grace and his mercy. But tonight, without further ado, Mr. Brown, if you don't mind, would you open us up with a word of prayer?
Certainly, Minister. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast, Lord God. We thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you see fit to have the man of God here, Lord God, and everybody via around the world who here by divine appointment, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask for your anointing to saturate this place, Lord God. Let your glory rain down upon the lines, the broadcast, Lord God, everybody who's tuning in, Lord God. Lord God, break up the fallow ground, Lord God, of that attic tonight, Lord God. Call that backslider back to holiness, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you touch, Lord God, the man of God from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord God. Fill him afresh, Lord God. Lord God, let the two-edged sword go forth, Lord God. Let the rod go forth. Let the staff go forth, Lord God, the comfort and the correction, Lord God. Lord God, to guide your people, Lord God, who may be on the crooked, to go unto the straight path in which you have called them, Lord God. So we bless you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you that you saw fit tonight, Lord God, for your word to go forth to the nations, Lord God. And Lord God, we don't count it as a lightly thing, God. Lord God, you're not a God who's caught up in titles, but it's by the Spirit of God. It is by the anointing, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, God. So Lord God, we declare and we decree, Lord God, by your Spirit, Lord God, that this man of God, this holy vessel of God will go forth, Lord God, in power and anointing, not with the wisdom of words, but the power of the Spirit, the demonstration of your Spirit, God. So demonstrate your power, Lord God, on the mantle of God here tonight, God. And we will be careful to give you all honor, all praise, in Jesus' name, amen. And let all God people say, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Minister, for that powerful prayer, my God, my God. Tonight, we want to talk about inside opposition. Inside opposition, if anyone is following, we can turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 14 or however you're following. And we want to start at verse 3, but tonight we want to talk about inside opposition. I've come to realize as we go forward and as we begin to step out to please God, and when we begin to say, for God I live and for God I die, when we begin to show God our love, we're going to be faced with some opposition. You know, I understand it's one thing to face opposition from the inside, not from the outside, but it's another thing to face opposition from the inside. The body of Christ has gotten to a place to where we have been brought up to a whole bunch of jealousy, a whole bunch of envy and strife towards one another. Instead of having each other back and walking together, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? I want you to understand here in the text here, a woman came down to Bethany as Jesus was sitting at meat with the disciples, and she began to anoint Jesus for his burial. She began to bring an alabaster box in, and she began to break the box. The box represented a vessel, a precious vessel, and on the inside of the vessel was a great anointing. the precious oil that was on the inside of the box was an anointing. And we all are precious vessels with anointing on the inside of us. Some of us have been anointed to go in different areas and do different things. We don't all have the same anointing. We all have been anointed to go wherever God has led us to go, but we so caught up into wanting to fight over each other's anointing, wanting to do what this person do and wanting to do what that person do. God never intended for it to be that way. And so, therefore, we have a whole lot of opposition on the inside instead of going out and warring on the outside, instead of being able to cast out demons and help people be set free, healed, and delivered. We're fighting one another. So here in the text, they talked about how they was down in Bethany. Bethany was a town just outside of Jerusalem. And this took place at the Simon the Leper's house. I believe that Simon the Leper was showing Jesus how grateful he was because he got his name because he had a disease by the name of leprosy. Leprosy was a skin disease back in that day which caused you to be cast out from among everybody. You couldn't even be around your enemies. That's how bad it was. And so I know that by these people being down at his house, even Jesus, that Jesus had to heal him for the disciples to be at his house. And so as they were sitting there, this woman came along, and she began to anoint Jesus. This woman had an understanding that Jesus was going to die for us. But not only was he going to die, he was going to be placed in a barred tomb, and on the third day he was going to be raised. And then he was going to ascend to the Father and sit on his right hand to intercede on our behalf. But we thank God for that tonight. But I want you to understand that we all have a precious anointing. We all are vessels. We all are vessels created for God, used, created for his worship, created to bring him glory, honor, and praise. And so the disciples begin to get angry with her. And a lot of times when we begin to go forward and begin to walk in our anointing and the things that God has called us to do and to be, there are folks around us that begins to get angry, begins to get just totally out of their mind. They come up with all kind of things to try to destroy you. I want you to understand that we all have been called to do a work for God. He created all of us in his likeness and in his image. I want you to understand that the Bible talks about in verse 4 how there were some that had indignation within themselves. And they begin to get angry, and the Bible says, They begin to question, why was this waste of the ointment made? I want you to understand that when you begin to go forth, there are going to be folks that question everything simply because they just don't understand. Now, when you look at verse 5, Judas had his own agenda. A lot of times folks have their own agenda. They talk about how the sword might have been sold for more than 300 pence. 300 pence was equivalent to a year's salary at that time. And so even in that time, that was a good bit of money. And then, you know, you think about this day and time, the average person makes $35,000, $40,000 a year. And, you know, you just think about somebody just seem like they just pulling out $35,000 or $40,000. Somebody mad about money. But, you know, we got so caught up in this day and time to where the churches, the preachers, the pastors, the apostles are more about money than about Jesus' business. Now, you got all these cats having $50 lines, $100 lines, and telling people if you sow into this ministry, you're going to be blessed with a house and a car, but the devil is a lie. I want you to understand that we got to get out of the way of having our own agenda so that God can get the glory out of everything. Because I decree and declare tonight that if we do the will of God, if we walk in his will and his ways, he said if we be willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. So I don't need to sow into your church saying that if I sow this $50 that I'm going to be blessed with a car. No, the devil is a lie. God is already going to do what he's going to do. Matter of fact, it's already done from the foundation of the earth. Good God Almighty. I want you to understand that there's going to be some folks that's going to be angry because they got their own agenda. Now, you had 11 of the disciples that had the right idea. They talked about selling this oil and feeding the poor. They wanted to give the money to the poor. But Judas, on the other hand, had his own agenda. It was all about the money. In John chapter 12, it tells you about how Judas was a thief and how he carried the money bag. And basically, his whole agenda was to do what he wanted to do with the money. And as we look, as they went forth, they wanted to take Jesus, But they was hesitant because they knew there was going to be an uproar of the crowd if you look at verse 2. But when you go back to verse 10 and 11, it talked about how Judas wanted to betray Jesus for some money. And so, again, that goes back to show you his agenda. His agenda was all about money. It wasn't all about doing the will of God. The other 11 had the right idea, but how many of y'all know at some point in time we have the right idea, but it's the wrong time? For in verse 7, Jesus said, "For you have a prayer with you always. You won't always have me with you, but you have a prayer with you always. You can always go back and do them good." But, you know, at that moment, he took a minute to teach them. And so sometimes we have to teach folks. We have to help them to understand, you know what, you got the right idea, but it's the wrong time. And so a lot of our churches are out of order and are held back because we're doing the wrong things. We're trying to do the right things, but in the wrong season. And so many times that holds our church back, that keeps us from moving forward, and that keeps folks from being set free, healed, and delivered. That keeps folks from getting what they need because the church is out of order. It's a time and a season for everything. But what I love about Jesus and everything that we do when we go forth and we begin to walk in our anointing, when we begin to walk in our calling and our desire to please him, he has our back. He lets us know that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. He lets us know that the battle is his and not ours. And so many times what we do is we try to fight the battles. A lot of times when you are walking in the fivefold ministry, when you begin to stand up and you begin to declare and decree the name of Jesus Christ, and when folks begin to be set free, healed, and delivered, there's some folks that get jealous because they want to do what you do, but guess what? They ain't where they need to be. And one of the things about it, they can't do what you do because God didn't call them to do what you do. And so I want us to understand that we have to walk wherever God is calling us to walk, not in somebody else's shoes. And so many times we are talking about we want what another person got, but you don't know what they went through to get what they got. Sometimes you got to go through hell and high water when you begin to step out. You can go through some things as Paul did. Paul was beaten and shipwrecked. Paul had been troubled on every side. He had been persecuted. He had faced many pearls. He had faced pain. He had been in prison several times. I can remember when they was in Acts 16, as they was on their ministry to Philippi, how they began to be followed by this demon-possessed girl as they was going forth and they were saving souls. And see, the enemy don't want you to save souls, but she had these masters that she was working for, and their whole agenda was about money. And so as they began to be followed by this girl, she began to say, these are the men of the Most High God that are teaching us the way of salvation. And I want you to understand that Paul recognized he had a discernment. And what I'm saying is that when we're walking in our cause, we have to ask God to give us that discernment to know who's real and who's fake. Because this girl was saying the right things, but it was out of the wrong spirit. I want you to understand that Paul began to turn and he began to rebuke the spirit within this girl. And he began to speak to the spirit and say, "Come out of her." And I want you to understand that in the midst of time, as her mouth was learning that they was losing their gain of money by her soothsaying or fortune telling or however you want to put it, they began to take Paul and Silas down to the magistrate. And before long, Paul and Silas were stripped and beaten, and they were thrown into prison. But the Bible says that they were thrown into prison, but the Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas began to sing and began to pray and sing praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And I want you to understand that even as we're walking in our calling to do the will of God, we have to continue to praise no matter what happens, no matter what's going on, no matter what things we face, no matter what we have to endure. The Bible said at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. I want you to understand, prayer is one of the most powerful tools that we have as Christians, as believers, especially when we're walking in our calling, because we're going to deal with some spiritual warfare. We're going to deal with hell and high water. We're going to have things coming on every side. We're going to be troubled. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be lied on. We're going to be talked about. We're going to be mistreated. We're going to face some things. We're going to face some challenges. We're going to face some dangers. But I want you to understand, as long as we got that weapon called prayer, everything is going to be all right. I want you to understand that we got to keep a song in our heart. We got to keep a song in our heart to continue to encourage ourselves. Even when it seems like we're walking all alone, we got a song that we can present to the Lord. And one of the things I like about Paul and Silas in the text is it talked about how in the prisoners heard him. So many times we get caught up in the who's listening to us. We get caught up in the who's looking at us. Sometimes we can go into certain services and certain places. You know what? We got a praise in our heart. We got a praise on our lips. We got a worship in us that we need to get out. But we stay hindered because of who's looking and who's listening. But Paul and Silas didn't care about who was listening. When the Bible began to talk about how there was a sudden earthquake, good God Almighty, that the prison began to shake and the doors were open and everybody's chains were loose. I want you to understand that when you're walking in your calling and as you begin to continue to praise God as you're going through these different things, because when you're walking with God, it's not an easy walk. You, like I said, you deal with hell and high water, you deal with troubles on every side. But I want you to understand, as you're walking with God and you continue to walk in praise, your praise can open some doors that no man can close, and it can close some doors that no man can open. I want you to understand, Paul and Silas began to go into their own praise and worship in the prison, and the doors was open for other folks. And the Bible says that everybody's chains were loosed. And so when God has a purpose, a plan, and a calling on your life, when you're after souls, That's God's number one desire. I want you to understand that can't nobody stop it. Can't nobody hold you down. Because the Bible didn't talk about how somebody had taken money down there and bailed Paul and Silas out. But it was all because of their continuous praise, their continuous push, even in the midst of trouble. The Bible talks about, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You know, he talked about how the Lord will perfect that which concerned me. Paul began to talk about how, for we know all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. And when you know that you're called according to his purpose, when you're walking in that purpose, I want you to understand that no devil in hell can stop you. If God be for you, who can be against you? And so as we think about inside opposition, it's sad because a lot of the inside opposition is coming out of the inside of the churches, out of inside of the body of Christ. It's not so much as we're fighting demons on the outside as we're fighting demons on the inside. We have to understand that we have to walk together. We have to walk in unity. We have to walk in love. And even back over here in Mark, you know, the disciples, this was a group that should have understood. They walked with Jesus during his ministry. You know, he began to tell them about how he was going to be delivered into the hand of sinful men. And he told him, he said, no man takes my life, but I give my life. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it back up. Good God Almighty, I want you to understand that when you understand, it makes a difference in how you view things. And that lets you know that even though Jesus was teaching the disciples, they still didn't have an understanding. And I know some of y'all can agree with me that teaching preach. As y'all teaching and preaching, you have folks that you constantly preach and teach to, and it seems like they just don't get it. I want you to understand, but on the flip side, Mary was a friend of God. Mary was a friend of Jesus. She had a relationship with him. She understood what it was that he was going to do. There was back in that day and time, as they was going for burials and stuff like that, before they got ready to the burial body, they prepared him by anointing the body. And so Mary understood some things. Mary said, listen, this is my friend. This was the same Mary that was the sister of Martha and Lazarus. So I believe one of the things that Mary was doing also, Mary was showing her gratefulness to Jesus while he was here on earth. She was giving him his roses while he was living, while he can smell them, while he can see them, while he can endure them. You know, so many times we overlook folks while they're walking here in the earth, and we raise a hell when they die. But I want you to understand that Mary was showing her gratitude. I believe one of the things that she was doing was showing her gratitude just for the simple fact that she knew Jesus healed my brother. He raised Lazarus from the dead. And so I just want to show you while you're here that I'm grateful, that I appreciate what you're doing, and that I also understand that you're on your way out of here, that you're going to die for us, and we know that you're going to come back on the third day, and you're going to sit on the right hand of the Father interceding on our behalf. And it also shows you where Mary was the first person, one of the first people down at the tomb the first day of the week. I want you to understand something. We got to get in the hurry for God. Some of the times we want to wait to the last minute. We gotta push for God. We gotta walk in our anointing. We gotta walk in our calling. We gotta walk in understanding. We gotta ask God for the wisdom to do His will, to carry out His good and perfect plan for our life, because we all have a purpose. Sometimes we feel like we don't have nothing to offer. We feel like, you know, why am I here? But I want you to understand, it don't matter whether you ate or whether you ate it, that God has a plan for your life. I can remember back in the book of 2 Chronicles 34, Josiah became king when he was 8 years old, and a lot of times in the church now, guess what? The children face inside opposition for the simple fact that we think they're too young to do anything. But I want you to understand that Josiah became king at 8 years old. And if you look at his background, his dad and his granddad was both wicked kings. And I want you to understand that what Josiah did was he found somebody that he can look up to, somebody he can reach out to, somebody that can mentor him, somebody that can show him the right way. And so he began to look to David. And I want you to understand, the Bible says Josiah neither looked to the left or the right, but Josiah chose to do what was right in the sight of the Lord. And what I'm trying to say now is that God is raising up some folks in this day and time that's willing to do the right thing in the sight of the Lord, that's willing to be pleasing in the sight of the Lord, that's willing to help His kingdom to go forth, to willing to destroy the kingdom of darkness, that's willing to go out and reach out to souls, that's willing to say, for God I live or for God I die, that's want to walk in the colors of God, that want to walk in the anointing of God, that want to do the will of God, and it's no longer about our agendas. It's no longer about you upset with this person and you upset with that person. It's no longer the deacons and the preachers in the church fighting. It's no longer the ushers and the trustees in the church fighting. It's no longer the pimping and the preaching, the pimping preachers. It's no longer the dipping deacons. It's no longer the ugly ushers. It's no longer the cheating trustees. Good God Almighty, want everybody to put money in, but they ain't putting nothing in themselves. They're like a Judas, and they're walking with a money bag only to put their hands in it, rocking the church, rocking the kingdom of God. But I want you to understand, if you listen tonight and if you're in that realm, I want you to understand something. We're going to be judged for everything that's done in this body and out of the body. But I want you to understand that it's time out for the inside opposition on the inside of the church, on the inside of the body of Christ, how we fight and we war against one another. Where do these wars come from? It's all because we have our own agendas. It's all because we want to get our own purpose and our own plan to come off. But we have to understand that our goal and our mission is to lift up Jesus from the earth, and that all men will be drawn unto Him. We have to understand that our purpose is to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. We have to understand we have to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and not conform to this world. God Almighty, we have to understand that it's bigger than us, because what Jesus did on the cross was a whole lot bigger than us. It's bigger than the problems and the pains and the heartaches that we go through. It's bigger than everyday life. It's bigger than you coming from a place to where you have been in prison, where you have been on the streets doing drugs, where you have been in the liquor houses, where you have been a whore on the streets. It's bigger than that, and for the simple fact that God loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, it does not matter where you came from. It don't matter what your background is. It don't matter what you did in the past, because you know what? Jesus shed His blood for your past, your present, and your future. The Bible says He died while we was yet in sin. Good God Almighty, I want you to understand that He is faithful and just to forgive you for all of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. God wants to use you tonight. We are all like the alabaster boxes that need to be broken from some jealousy, some hatred, from some envy, some strife, some things that's just not like God, so that the anointing in us can begin to flow. And that's one of the reasons why we have this jealousy going on as well. in because the anointing in us is not flowing because we got some things in our life that are not so right. And then when we see other folks flowing in their anointing, we have a problem. I want to show you some other folks that face some inside opposition. When you go back to Cain and Abel, Cain came to God and just offered him anything, but Abel came and he offered God his best. And one of the things that we have to understand, the only way we can give God our best is to walk in faith. See, Abel walked in faith. He trusted God. He gave up his firstlings. He didn't give God his leftover. And a lot of times in this day and time, we want to give God what we got left after we've done everything that we thought we wanted to do or needed to do. But God is asking us tonight to give us his first, to give him our first, to give him our best. Don't offer him anything. And it was the same thing with even with Mary here. Mary was giving God her best, because I want you to understand that she could have done anything with this oil. This oil was worth enough money to cover a whole year's salary. She could have sold that oil. She could have went on a shopping spree or did whatever. But she decided that, you know what, I want to show my love for Jesus while he's here. And so even back in Genesis, Abel wanted to show his love for God. He wanted to show his faith. He wanted to give God his best. And so as a result, his brother began to get jealous, began to get angry, and eventually he began to kill him. And we're doing the same thing even in the body of Christ now. You know what? Mm. You don't have to physically kill somebody to kill them. You can kill them with that pink tornado in your mouth. You know what? Mm-hmm. The Bible talks about a two-edged sword, but our tools are like two-edged sword, cutting our brothers and sisters on the left and on the right, and up and down and round about. And we're trying to destroy their character. We're trying to destroy who they are in God. We're trying to destroy who God called them to be. But it doesn't matter even if they're sin, because David was a man after God's own heart. And I want you to understand that David had Uriah killed. David with Bathsheba. David got her pregnant. I want you to understand, now, that it never took away that David was a man after God's own heart. So even if you have found yourself in a fallen state, it does not matter. It doesn't take away who God says you are, but he wants you to repent. And David went on in Psalms 51, he began to tell the Lord how he has sinned against heaven and before him. And he wanted God to forgive him and cleanse me, purge me, wash me. As a matter of fact, he said, create in me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit. And so all we got to do tonight is ask God to create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. Only thing we got to do is fall to our knees and begin to ask God to forgive us, to cleanse us. And one of the things that we have a problem with is accepting that forgiveness. We have to know that we are already forgiven. But a lot of times we struggle with that and we go back and forth with that thing. But I want you to understand that condemnation does not come from God. Condemnation comes from the devil. The Bible says there is now therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. I want you that walk not after the flesh, but walk after the spirit. And see, when you're walking after the spirit, even when you have fallen, I want you to understand that you're not condemned, but God wants to convict you. He wants to bring you back to him. He wants to bring you back in right standing. He wants to renew you. He wants to give you a fresh start, and he just wants you to just get back on path. He don't want you to go back and have to start this thing all over. He wants you to go from where you fell off at, because even as a child, before you could walk, you know what? You would stumble. You would fall, but you would get right back up from where you were, and you begin to take off again. I want you to understand that a lot of us in the body of Christ, we are like a car that's going down the road and got a cracked radiator, and all the antifreeze and all the water, whatever you got in it, is running out, and we can't seem to get anywhere. But I want you to understand that God is willing to renew us tonight. He's willing to put a new radiator in us tonight so that we can get somewhere in the spiritual realm, so that we don't have to keep starting over, that we can continue to stay on the road, that we can continue to go on our mission, and we don't have to look back. A lot of times we turn back to the very things that God delivered us from, and that causes a problem even in our walk, and so it hinders us. And I want you to understand that we have to stay in a place of consecration, a place of holiness, a place of seeking God, a place of falling on our face, a place of worship. And so when you begin to get in worship, you cannot go into worship and come out the same way if you was truly in worship. I want you to understand that God loves us tonight. No matter where you might find yourself, I want you to understand that God has a purpose and a plan for our life, no matter where we are. If we find ourselves in a place of opposing our sisters and our brothers, opposing folks that's in the body of Christ, the inside opposition is tearing up so many churches now. It's tearing up so many centers of worship, so many houses of God, for the simple fact that everybody's so jealous, everybody's so envious. There's so much strife, but I want you to know that there's enough to go around. That even as you have a physical body, you have hands, you have feet, you have eyes, you have ears, you have a nose, you have a tongue, you have a mouth, you have different body parts, and you have organs on the inside of your body that all work together for the good so that you can operate as you live in this earth realm. And I want you to understand it the same way in the spiritual realm. Somebody has to be every part. Everybody can't be the apostle. Everybody can't be the prophet. Everybody can't be the evangelist. Everybody can't be the pastor and the teacher. Somebody has to walk in each place. And when we come together, we can begin to mature the body of Christ. We can begin to perfect the saints. Even as Jesus Christ is on his way back, we can begin to be more of what he wants us to be. Be without spot and wrinkle when he returns. I want us to understand that God's plan is bigger than ever any mistake that we ever made, any faults, any failures, any weaknesses, any troubles that we ever had, any struggles, anything that we deal with on our day-to-day lives. Sometimes we focus so much on our lives so we forget about the purpose and the promise that God has gave us. So we get so caught up into the things that's going on around us, we get distracted, we get pulled off course. And so sometimes this causes the inside opposition too, because what happens is when we get pulled off course, guess what? The ministry don't have but one love, and that's company. And so now I'm off course. Now I want to pull my brother and sister off course instead of getting back on course and getting back in there with them. I want you to understand that we can't continue to have the Cain mentality, but we need to have a willing and an able spirit. That's A-B-E-L, willing and able spirit, so that we can move forward into the things of God, that our names might go into the hall of faith. Good God Almighty, I don't know about y'all, but I want my name to be there. I want to go out and reach as many souls that God has attached to me. I want to go out and do everything that he designed me to do. I want to walk into everything that he's designed for me to walk in. I want to walk totally in my purpose and my calling. I want to walk in his will. I want to walk in his ways. I want to do greater than Jesus does. I want to be his vessel. I don't know about y'all, but even as we have these desires, we face so much opposition, not only from the outside, but from the inside. And you know what? I want to encourage us tonight. It shouldn't be this way. We all have to walk together. We have to walk in agreement. We have to be on one accord. We have to walk together. We have to support one another. We have to have each other back. We got to stop the backbiting and the lying and the talking about one another, the mistreating one another. We got to on the same page. We got to love one another. We got to encourage one another. We got to ask God to give us the strength and the courage to enlighten one another, to empower one another, to be his vessels, to walk in love, and to be everything that he's called us to be in this day and in this time. Because you know what? We're living in the last and evil days, and truly Jesus is on his way back, and we have to be prepared. We have to be found without spot and without wrinkle. We need to be purged. We need to be cleansed. We need to be healed. We need to be set free. We need to be delivered. And so many times, one of the problems is that even in the church, we don't have any issues. Some of us walk around like we better than somebody else. But I want you to understand that we all have an area in our life to where we have some jacked up situation. And you know, I think about the potter and the clay. You know, the clay sticks to the potter's hand. And I want you to understand tonight God's hand is still on the body of Christ. His hand is speaking to us, and I thank God for that, because we all stumble and fall at some point in our life, but it's not how many times you stumble and fall, but it's about how many times you get up. You know, you can't stay and wallow in the mess. Sometimes we just got to be like the prodigal son. You know what? I'm going back to the father. I'm going back to the house. You know, my father had bread left in his spirit. Why I'm going to lay down in this hog pen and want to eat this slop when I can go back and I can eat steak and potato? Matter of fact, I'm going back and tell the father that I'm not even worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And I want you to understand, even as he came back and as he humbled himself and as he began to, you know, make up in his mind that I'm going to get up from him and I'm going to do this, I'm not going to stay in this mess. Guess what? The father began to celebrate him. He began to put the best robe on him. He began to put shoes on his feet, a ring on his hand. He began to accept them back. He began to let him know that, listen, you have returned to the royal family. And so now we're going to kill the fatted calf and we're going to eat and we're going to drink and we're going to be merry. And I want you to understand that sometimes folks tolerate you, but God wants to celebrate you. I want you to understand that he faced inside opposition even as he went back home and they had to party for him. And his brother, the older brother that was at the house, was angry. I want you to understand that's the sign of a person going to hell from church. Good God Almighty. I'm talking about the elder brother. There are going to be some folks that go straight from church to hell. There are going to be some preachers coming out of the pulpit going to hell. There are going to be some deacons coming off deacon row going to hell. There are going to be some trustees going to hell. There are going to be some ushers going to hell. And I'm talking about people with titles. And you know what? I want you to understand that everybody is out for a title now, but I want you to understand something. If you want a title, guess what? Pay your cost and they'll send your title in the mail. I want you to understand it's not all about titles if you don't do the work. If you're not called to that title is not going to do you no good. Good God Almighty, that's just like having a car with four flat tires and no engine. I want you to understand something, that we all called according to his purpose. God created all of us for a purpose. He has something special on the inside of us. I want you to know tonight that you have something to offer, and we're in a place to where we need to be, where we need to repent. I want you to understand that, guess what, God loves us just the same. Only thing we have to do is just call on his name, begin to fall on our knees. Guess what? And he is faithful and just to forgive us for all of our sins and to bring us back into right standing with him. But I hope somebody was really encouraged tonight. I hope somebody was blessed. I hope something that I said tonight was a blessing to the listeners tonight. I want you to understand that I'm truly grateful for this moment and this opportunity. I am truly blessed, and I thank Minister Brown, awesome man of God. I just want to say to God be the glory, and I thank you for listening. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. As the scripture said, didn't our hearts burn as he spake, amen. Amen, glory to be to God, amen. Well, we just bless God, amen, for this man of God, for this vessel of God who spoke on there tonight, amen. He covered a lot of points by the anointing. God wants the first fruit. God wants the first fruit. He wants our very best. The Holy Spirit went into Mary, the alabaster box, amen, and that the sacrifice, amen, and just how much it costs, you know. And God is looking for people who will just not only count the cost, amen, but present themselves a living sacrifice. And amen. Abel wanted to show his best. Abel wanted to show his best, and just know that tonight, even in your fallen state, God will. Let me tell you something. God will use you if you get clean. I know that place all too well, amen. Many of us know that place, amen. I know how it feels to fall down, be stinking, be humiliated. I know how that feels, amen. And I also know how to be openly rebuked, amen. Amen. Receive the word and for 3 days be shaken, amen, because you know it came from the throne room of God. You just sit there like Zechariah, ain't got nothing to say. God said, clean up. Amen. I know how that feels, amen. We got a call on the line. On the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Caller, may I have your name, please?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Minister Arthur L. Weathersby.
Praise the Lord, Minister. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir. How about yourself? You seem to be pretty
wonderful.
Busy tonight, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, you got me stretched out, brother. But had to come and get some. Had to get some manna. I heard there's a manna falling all over the place over here at the mantle, amen. You know the man. You know, so God had to do a work over here, amen. Had to go and eat up, amen. So.
All right, sir.
But amen. The floor is yours. The floor is yours, Elder.
Really? I just thought I, you know, was calling just to be listening, bro. But God is good. We just thank everybody for all that's being done and what's being said. And I guess bro was preaching pretty hard because I was off somewhere else. And I just happened to turn back onto my computer and I saw a message that was messaged directly to me. But God be the glory. And from what I heard, I would just reiterate one important thing about people when they look at the church and what's going on in the church, that's not what they should be looking at. What they should be doing is going in the mirror and looking at themselves. And if they're not doing what they should be doing, that's what's really the concern, because too many times folks are too busy looking at that speck. And they brothers, mm-hmm. they got a mote in their own. So we want to make sure that people, the church needs to clean up and that's no mystery. We would love to have the churches to be where they should be. But from day one, it's been a mess. And God knows that he has it like that for a reason. He allows it to be that way for a reason. And we have to just realize the more important thing, again, is that each one has to solidify their own personal relationship with the Lord and make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, because when they stand before him, it won't be as a group or whatever church you belong to or whatever title you got on your name. He's going to be looking for what you did in the body with what he gave you. So that's the key, and I think that's where we're falling short at, because everybody, you know, just like Adam, when he messed up and he had an opportunity to confess and repent, he turned around and threw his wife under the bus, and tried to throw God under there with him.
Lord have mercy.
And then when she had an opportunity, what did she do? That serpent. And then clearly God knew the serpent, because he didn't even ask him. He just passed judgment on him, because why? The Bible says that he's a father of lies and he was the liar from the beginning. For God knew a lie was coming out of his mouth. It shouldn't have came out of Adam and Eve, but he knew what the serpent was going to do. And you know what, bro? Judgment did get passed by God. He passed it off in Genesis 2:17 when he told man that the day that you eat of from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're going to surely die. And then in the New Testament, he says, the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
The gift of life is eternal through Christ Jesus. So for people that really don't understand, and they really have been really get close to the Word of God and look what he's saying, because even with that Romans, that 8th chapter, that first verse, I love that, because I preached from there a long time ago when I did my initial sermon. And we made mention of this, I believe, this past Saturday about that. Because it's I use just to emphasize, I look at the Amplified Bible, because when it gets into the B portion of that scripture, it's italicized for a reason, because we just look past it. We go, therefore there is now no condemnation, no judging, guilty or wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's where we stop. But the scripture is not complete. It says, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after dictates of the spirit. That's God speaking.
Right.
That's him telling us that, you know what, you're not going to be condemned if you follow and follow my instructions. You keep my commands, obey my words, you're no longer condemned. Matter of fact, Christ died to pay your penalty to pay our penalty for our sins. However, if you walk after the dictates of your flesh, obeying that, and continue on in sin, you're condemned already. All you got to do is just wait till you get to where you're going to get your ticket to ride on the train to hell. Because you already, it's been bought. You done bought your ticket already. You're just waiting to get, just show up at the final destination point, at the final, you know how they check people in when you're boarding? Yeah, you just wait to get your boarding pass. That's all when you show up. If you're walking after your flesh and you have not converted or have not turned away from your sins, you're just waiting to get your ticket to ride.
God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Well, man. My. See, when we all get together and see, he'd already set the fire. The Holy Ghost already set the fire, amen, through Minister Dominique. Now, you come on up in here, and we ain't never going to get off here, amen. Well, I tell you, all kind of My God, all kind of stink been slang around here by the Holy Ghost tonight, amen. I mean, and to our listening audience, amen, if you haven't gotten anything out of this broadcast, you really need to examine yourself whether you be in the faith. You need to check your heart tonight. You need to check your heart tonight because the Holy Spirit had the man of God minister on tonight an awesome anointed word and empower. It's a clean-up word. It's a clean-up word. And that's what God is saying right now. God is really wanting his people to clean up so that he can use them for his honor and his glory. Amen. So that's what God is calling for in this hour. Amen. And that's what a lot of people, if you're listening by way of the Holy Spirit, that's what God is saying right now. He wants everybody to clean up because we're in a shifting and we're in the trimester where there's a shaking in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
There is a shaking going on. There's a shaking. And there's a lot of uncomfortable areas of people's lives that's coming unravel if you ain't got
that's
it
right.
locked down. Oh, come on now, somebody. If you ain't got it locked down the right way by the Holy Spirit, God is shaking that thing loose. So God is calling people tonight by way of the Holy Spirit, by Minister Dominic tonight. He says, shake yourself loose. Amen. Examine yourself. Amen. The first fruits. Amen. God wants your
very
best. Amen. Holy. Man,
amen.
He preached true biblical holiness tonight.
Yes, my God.
My God, that word came to myself, amen, when I was out of order, amen, when I was out of order, amen, and that word of holiness came to me. Let me tell you something. That word of holiness will come and try you. You want to know you're living right? You need to study up on true biblical holiness, amen. That thing will set you straight. That thing will set you straight in Jesus'
because,
name.
Because, Minister Faith Walker, God is really saying this to his people. Hosea 4:6 said, my people perish, and some Bibles say are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's not going to be an excuse anymore. But what he also is saying, this from 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse, is my people, that's the same folks, who are called by my name Christians, would turn from their wicked ways, evil ways, humble themselves and pray. Then when I hear from heaven, I'll heal their lands. But until that happens, there's going to be nothing but mess, a holy mess going on for the people that it shouldn't have to be. But because they're not really trying to understand one thing. When he said he called us out of darkness, darkness represents sin, into
Come
his
on.
Marvelous light. That's holiness. And you know what? People say, well, I can't do that because I'm only human and I'm not perfect. That, again, I reiterate this to people all the time. That is never a revelation to God. He
Come
knows
on
every one of us. He did not make us perfect. That's what he made. We are imperfect. That's why he died for us. That's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to help us. He's the helper.
Right.
He is the help. He's known as the helper. And you have to yield to him because when you yield to him, the Bible says that he will perfect you in all things that pertain to God. He will lead you into all paths of righteousness and truth. You will walk in holiness when you yield to the Holy Spirit. And let your will be his will. But if you don't yield your will over to the Holy Spirit, then you do those things like Monday through Saturday, do what you want to do, hang out and party and do everything. Then Sunday morning, get all dressed up and clean and show up
God
in church and say hallelujah, and pay your tithes and shout at the appropriate time and say amen when the preacher asks, can the church say amen? Then you walk out after the service. That's what the message is. You don't know. As soon as you get outside, for some folks, I've seen it before they get outside, all of a sudden the real deal shows up.
The holiness
be gone. I mean, the facade is long gone because it's not real. It's not real.
Yeah.
And God is asking for folks to be real with him because he was real with us. He gave up his own life while we were yet sinners.
Come on now.
Jesus.
Yes, sir. That's
My
good.
My God. This is blessing me down to my sanctified soul. I love this holiness talk. That thing got me, man. This thing will get you right. This thing here will get you right. I'm trying to tell you, that thing there will get you right. Amen. That's why the enemy is attacking that message in this hour, and that's why the man of God he felt such compelled on tonight by the Holy Spirit to share that because. This is the message, and Minister Weatherby, he preaches this as well. Amen. Pastor Sherry, she preaches this as well. You know, true biblical holiness, amen. And that's the message that God is really shaking up in this hour, telling people, clean up, because the level of spirits that's been released in this earth, let me tell you something, it's going to take some oil to come against those jokers. It ain't no more playing church like it used to be. It ain't no more playing church. We know who's saved and who ain't saved now. It ain't back like 8 years ago. You could have kind of scratched your head. Now, no, you either on the devil's side, you on God's side.
You shall know them by the fruit that they bear, bro, and that shows up. The Bible says bad fruit cannot bear good fruit, neither can good fruit bear bad fruit. So then you shall know them by the fruit that they bear.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, amen. Minister Dominic, come forth, man of God, and just share words how people can get in contact with you, all your information, amen, your church home, everything, amen. I know the people of God want to know how they can definitely get in contact with you to get you in their churches.
My church that I attend is Trinity Christian Center. Bishop T.C. Felton is the bishop there, awesome, great man of God. My actual phone number is area code 980-213-9720. Again, that's area code 980-213-9720. My email address is McPhail, that's McPhail. Again, that's D McPhail, McPhail, at Endo, that's ENDO.com. And if you have any questions or you want to contact me by phone or by email, just feel free. I'm always open to that.
Amen. Well, man of God, we definitely thank you on tonight for taking time. I mean, I know you're a busy man of God in ministry, amen, inside and outside the church, amen. Don't get it twisted, people of God. Amen. He's on the move inside and outside the church, amen.
Right.
So we definitely bless you for doing the work and just God allowing you to empower his people on tonight, man of God.
Yes, to God be the glory, man. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Minister
Weathersby, you go ahead and give out your information at this time, amen, man of God.
Sure. Well, we know we can reach me and on Facebook. I'm Minister Arthel Weathersby on Facebook. And also, you can email me at an email address that we have set up for Unless the Lord Builds the House that also comes on Saturday via EMG, amen, at buildthehouse7 at gmail.com. And, you know, we look forward to having people just come in and listen and see what the Lord is saying about us and our relationships with one another, marriage, family, and a personal, which also translates into church, and with him, primarily with him, because it stems from him, and that's the message. So we just look forward to the continuance of that and to the greater glory that comes forth when you're about kingdom business and you're kingdom-minded.
Amen.
And also, I'm speaking on behalf of someone else as well. Of course, you know I roll, bro. That's Pastor Sheryl Scales, who's the co-host, and we just thank God for that and her.
Hey, amen. Shout out to Pastor Sherry, amen, and all the saints in Ohio, amen. Shout out to them as well, amen. Definitely, like the man of God said, catch Minister Arthel Weathersby and Pastor Sherry here on EMG Radio. Amen, on the spot, Nathan, and also definitely tune in 9 o'clock to hear them where they're ministering the word of God about kingdom relationship, kingdom marriages, keeping yourself holy, clean, celibacy, true biblical holiness. You have any relationship questions, you email this man of God, him and Pastor Sherry. They will definitely take your relationship questions and answer it on the air. That's Saturday night, 9 o'clock. You ain't got no reason to go to the club. You ain't got no reason to go out, amen. You can just plug in, amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. That's right.
Final words from our speaker of empowerment this evening. Final words from Minister Dominique, amen. Anything else final that you would like to say to the people of God on tonight?
On tonight, we just praise God once more and again. All glory and honor belongs to him. Again, I just thank God for this opportunity to be on tonight with you guys. Minister Brown, I just want to thank God for your faithfulness towards what God has called you to do. You know, a lot of times in this day and time, we are slack concerning the things of God. But I thank God that you just steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. And I just want to encourage you to keep pushing forward. And I just want to encourage the body of Christ to let them know that, that God does love us and he does want us to humble ourselves.
Amen.
And repent, turn from our wicked ways. And he will hear from heaven and heal our land. And he wants to heal our land. It's not his desire that we should suffer, that we should be, and that should, we should, you know, just go through life broken, you know, and unhealed. God has a purpose and a plan for all of our lives, no matter where we came from, no matter where we've been or what we've been through, and no matter who we've been with and who we did something to. God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of our lives. He loves us. He wants to use us for his glory. You know what? We don't have to lay down and let the devil have his way. We don't have to continue to be on that train to hell. We can get off right now in the name of Jesus. And I just want to say that I love you guys. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the encouragement. Minister Weathersby, I appreciate the encouraging words, man. That's
quite welcome, sir.
That's powerful.
Quite welcome,
stuff.
Man of God.
And you know,
God, sir, to God be the glory, bro.
Yeah, man. And this is what God is wanting us to do. He's wanting us to connect. He's wanting us to walk in unity. You know,
yes,
want us to preach holiness and pure Bible and not this mess that a lot of people are sending forth and basically asking people to pay for something that's not real. So we continue
it's
to
been
stay.
Paid for one time and it only needs to be paid one time only.
Amen.
Says he's the propitiation, the payment for our sins.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so, you know, and that's just where we got to stay, man. And I'm humbled and I'm grateful for tonight. I am grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I can't stress it enough, you know. I just think about how excellent God has been in my life, you know, how wonderful he's been to me, because I'm telling you, you know, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I know it. And
wow.
The things that being through, you know, I know I could have been, you know, out in the club. I could have got shot up. Matter of fact, I was right close to some shootouts, but God spared my life. You know, I could have had AIDS. I could have drunk myself to death. I can remember, you know, turning one of my cars over, and when I woke up, you know, my driver's side window was down in the bank of a ditch, just with enough room for me to climb from up under the car, and I have enough sense to know it was all God, because when I moved, if I would have moved on, the car could have turned over on me, and I was out on a dark road by myself. And so I just thank God for his grace and his mercy. So, you know, I count everything that he allows me to do an honor and a privilege. You know, it's nothing good that I have done, but it's all because of the grace and mercy of God. So I just humble myself tonight and just say thank God for another opportunity to share in his work, in his will, in his way, and to share a word with his people, to encourage his people.
Right,
you know, and I want you to understand that encouraging you is not always telling you what you want to hear, but telling you what
you
need.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I say, if you start preaching that sweet stuff to me, I'm burning the road up.
Yes, Lord.
You know, if I'm wrong, let me know that I'm wrong.
You
know,
you're right about that, bro.
don't see me in a den of snakes, and I can't recognize that I'm in the snakes, and you do and tell me I'm okay. Stay right where you are. No, tell me, you know, come on out of there. Bro, you're in the wrong place. You know, you walking with the devil right now. You know,
God Almighty.
We wasted a lot of times. You know, again, David was a man after God's own heart, but you know, he did things that was contrary to who God has called him. You know,
that's right.
As we do it, and so I want us to be encouraged. Don't think for one moment that if you let your guard down, that the enemy can't come in and begin to whisper while you're so busy working and get in your head and begin to take you down a road where you got no business being. I just want us to be encouraged, continue to be blessed, and continue to, as the old folks say, keep our hands in God's hands.
Amen.
Hey, Minister Dominic, you said something that was real good about David. And David, when he messed up, at least at one time with Bathsheba, the prophet Nathan came to him. Now, he did not know how he came to him, because he did not beat him up. He just prayed. He gave him a scenario, and he let David find his own self.
That's right.
And David, and David made a declaration at the end, said, "Well, the one that did that, he need to kill him." And then he said, "Well, you know, a king, that's you.
That's
and
you.
Let me just tell you what you did, because you, just in case you think, you know, some folks think got this mentality, they got that Vegas mentality that what I do, you know, where I do it at, is gonna stay where I'm at, or they got that old Isley brother thing about, you know, doing it between the sheets and in the house and don't nobody know nothing. I'm sorry, you can go with that if you want to, but the God that I know and David declared, he can't go nowhere to escape him.
Come on, man.
He can't go nowhere to escape. So it's with love and kindness when we speak to anybody, and you know, we're not, again, not looking with at you with some type of rose-colored glasses and not omitting our own selves here, because when any time that somebody that sincerely has a relationship with the Lord, if God gave them a message, trust this, that message went to them first.
That's
their
right.
relationship with the Lord is right. That message went to them first, and then that's how I can preach it to you or teach it to you with the passion that I have, because it has already touched me.
Talk to me. That's right. That's right. And, you know, I like what you said. I love that, because I tell people, you know what, if you don't feel it, don't preach it to me.
That's right.
don't preach it to me. Because, you know what, that same message needs to convict and convert you as well. And
that's
that
right.
You before you stand before somebody else. And even there's even times when you can be in the mix of preaching it, and God can bring some things to you and speak through you, and when you hear that thing, you're like, oh, God, that's me.
And so I don't believe,
you know what, if I can't preach to myself, then I can't preach to anybody else.
And so I really love
the way that you put that, and that's just the way that I believe, man, and that's the way that I was taught and I was trained, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I encourage any young minister, anybody that's new in the ministry, to always look at yourself as it relates to what you say God has given you to preach, because
that's right.
Amen.
If it's not doing anything for you, it's not going to do anything for anybody else.
All right, sir.
Man, when you begin to talk about Jesus, you know, when we begin to talk about the Word of God, when we begin to talk about the anointing and holiness and our love for God, you know, I can go on and on and on, you know. And so, man, it's again, I thank God for His grace and mercy.
Free.
Of His kindness and His compassion.
Yes, God.
I'm like that potter again with the clay. You know what? The clay stick to the potter's hand, and I'm so glad that I stick to God's hand. I'm going to tell you.
All right, sir. Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Minister, we definitely, listen, the three of us can rock out all night.
I know.
Long,
I'm looking
evening.
At the clock already, bro.
Amen. We done already went over, amen.
Yes, we have.
You know, we thank On the Spot Nathan, amen, behind the scenes, making it all happen. Didn't
all right.
definitely don't, he doesn't want, he don't never like to quench the spirit, amen. He's a man that definitely doesn't like to quench the spirit, amen. Man, I thank God for allowing us to go on, but we have to do things in order, amen. Amen. I'm going to have to, Sally, amen, get ready to close this out. But Minister Dominique, amen. You can go ahead and close us on the word of prayer.
Gracious God, our Father, we bow before you, God, with humble, grateful, and thankful hearts, God. Thank you, Father God, for this moment in time, Father God, where we have gathered, Father God, and we have got together in your name, God, to share a portion of your word, God, to encourage one another, Father God, to build up your kingdom, O God. Father God, to empower one another, to enlighten one another, God. We just thank you right now, Father God, for all
thank
that you've
you, Lord.
You're going to do, God. God, we thank you now that we're the head and not the tail, God. We're above only and not beneath, God, that we were led to many nations and will not borrow, God. God, we thank you, Father God, for knowing that no weapons that formed against us shall prosper, God. We thank you, Father God, for being our light and our salvation, God, that we don't have to fear anyone, God. Father God, we thank you now, Father God, for true holiness on tonight, Father God, for sin, walking in your will and in your way, God. Father God, yes. for one, we renew, God, in our minds, Father God, that we may think your thoughts, God, that we may see people as you see them, oh God. Father God,
hallelujah.
Lead us and guide us, God. Father God, to continue to give us the strength, courage, and the wisdom, God. Father God, we pray for a spirit of boldness right now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you now, Father God, that we are ambassadors, God, that we are your people, that we was called out of the darkness into the marvelous light, God. Father God, that you can get the glory out of our lives, God. We praise you, God. We thank you for Minister Brown. We thank you for Minister Weathersby, God. We thank you for everyone that was a part of every listener tonight, God. We pray blessings and overflow, God, on each and every one of the line, God. We thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. We honor you, we give you glory, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, without no further saying amen, saying to the Most High God, Enterprisement Media Group, we will be back here on Saturday night for Unless the Lord Builds a House with our very own Minister Weathersby and Pastor Sherry O'Scales. Amen. So definitely tune in for that. Get your relationship questions in at buildthehouse7@gmail.com. If I had anything to take away from this broadcast, what good is the title without no words? If I had anything to take, I'm going to take that and run with it, and I suggest you do too. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Who was the one when I didn't know my name before? of this.